This is the reading for November 18th. Amos chapter 3. Listen to this word that the Lord has spoken against you, people of Israel, against the whole family he brought out of Egypt. I have chosen only you out of all the families of the earth, so I will punish you for all your sins. Two people will not walk together unless they have agreed to do so. A lion in the forest does not roar unless it has caught an animal. It does not growl in its den when it has caught nothing. A bird will not fall into a trap where there is no bait. The trap will not spring shut if there is nothing to catch. When a trumpet blows a warning in a city, the people tremble. When trouble comes to a city, the Lord has caused it. Before the Lord God does anything, he tells his plans to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who wouldn't be afraid? The Lord God has spoken. Who will not prophesy? Announce this to the strong buildings of Ashdod and to the strong buildings of Egypt. Come to the mountains of Samaria, where you will see great confusion and people hurting others. The people don't know how to do what is right, says the Lord. Their strong buildings are filled with treasures they took by force from others. So this is what the Lord God says: an enemy will take over the land and pull down your strongholds. He will take the treasures out of your strong buildings. This is what the Lord says: a shepherd might save from a lion's mouth only two leg bones or a scrap of an ear of his sheep. In the same way, only a few Israelites in Samaria will be saved, people who now sit on their beds and on their couches. Listen and be witnesses against the family of Jacob, says the Lord God, the God all-powerful. When I punish Israel for their sins, I will also destroy the altars at Bethel. The corners of the altar will be cut off, and they will fall to the ground. I will tear down the winter house together with the summer house. The houses decorated with ivory will be destroyed, and the great houses will come to an end, says the Lord. Amos chapter 4. Listen to this message, you cows of Bashan on the mountain of Samaria. You take things from the poor and crush people who are in need. Then you command your husbands, bring us something to drink. The Lord God has promised this: just as surely as I am a holy God, the time will come when you will be taken away by hooks, and what is left of you with fish hooks. You will go straight out of the city through holes in the walls, and you will be thrown on the garbage dump, says the Lord. Come to the city of Bethel and sin. Come to Gilgal and sin even more. Offer your sacrifices every morning, and bring one-tenth of your crops every 3 days. Offer bread made with yeast as a sacrifice to show your thanks, and brag about the special offerings you bring, because this is what you love to do, Israelites, says the Lord God. I did not give you any food in your cities, and there was not enough to eat in any of your towns, but you did not come back to me, says the Lord. I held back the rain from you 3 months before harvest time. Then I let it rain on one city, but not on another. Rain fell on one field, but another field got none and dried up. People weak from thirst went from town to town for water, but they could not get enough to drink. Still, you did not come back to me, says the Lord. I made your crops die from disease and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards got larger, locusts ate your figs and olive trees, but still you did not come back to me, says the Lord. I sent disasters against you as I did to Egypt. I killed your young men with swords, and your horses were taken from you. I made you smell the stink from all the dead bodies, but still you did not come back to me, says the Lord. I destroyed some of you as I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a burning stick pulled from a fire, but still you did not come back to me, says the Lord. So this is what I will do to you, Israel. Because I will do this to you, get ready to meet your God, Israel. He is the one who makes the mountains and creates the wind, and makes his thoughts known to people. He changes the dawn into darkness and walks over the mountains of the earth. His name is the Lord God All-Powerful.
Chapter 5.
Never use harsh words when you correct an older man, but talk to him as if he were your father. Talk to younger men as if they were your brothers, older women as if they were your mothers, and younger women as if they were your sisters, while keeping yourself morally pure. Honor widows who have no families. The children or grandchildren of a widow must first learn to respect their own family by repaying their parents. This is pleasing in God's sight. A widow who has no family has placed her confidence in God by praying and asking for his help night and day. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead, although she's still alive. insist on these things so that widows will have good reputations. If anyone doesn't take care of his own relatives, especially his immediate family, he has denied the Christian faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Any widow who had only one husband and is at least 60 years old should be put on your list of widows. People should tell about the good things she has done: raising children, being hospitable, taking care of believers' needs, helping the suffering, or always doing good things. Don't include younger widows on your list. Whenever their natural desires become stronger than their devotion to Christ, they'll want to marry. They condemn themselves by rejecting the Christian faith, the faith they first accepted. At the same time, they learn to go around from house to house since they have nothing else to do. Not only this, but they also gossip and get involved in other people's business, saying things they shouldn't say. So I want younger widows to marry, have children, manage their homes, and not give the enemy any chance to ridicule them. Some of them have already turned away to follow Satan. If any woman is a believer and has relatives who are widows, she should help them. In this way, the church is not burdened and can help widows who have no families. Give double honor to spiritual leaders who handle their duties well. This is especially true if they work hard at teaching the Word of God. After all, Scripture says, "Never muzzle an ox when it is threshing grain, and the worker deserves his pay." Don't pay attention to an accusation against a spiritual leader unless it is supported by two or three witnesses. Reprimand those leaders who sin. Do it in front of everyone so that the other leaders will also be afraid. I solemnly call on you in the sight of God, Christ Jesus, and the chosen angels to be impartial when you follow what I've told you. Never play favorites. Don't be in a hurry to place your hands on anyone to ordain him. Don't participate in the sins of others. Keep yourselves morally pure. Stop drinking only water. Instead, drink a little wine for your stomach because you are frequently sick. The sins of some people are obvious, going ahead of them to judgment. The sins of others follow them there. In the same way, the good things that people do are obvious, and those that aren't obvious can't remain hidden.